idea about a month ago to bring Sula and the choir. Sula and the choir come. You have to thank. Doesn't want to be thanked. Shem Bobatiar, he created the situation where we are right now. Hopefully, all the tefillos of Eskabel. He told me I have to speak. He said there's going to be some Chassidish people in Bethel, of Silvergarden, of Yehud, and many other great Chassidic rabbis. They say that on Motzei Shabbos by Malav Malka, he's supposed to say over Sipura Chassidim, stories of Mises, Chassidim of Rebbes, a great story. I don't have the mile of being a great Chassidic storyteller on my first forte, but I'm going to say over a story anyway from the Gemara. Fascinating story, world-altering events at the time. Vayasol used to have the seer, leaders, took over the whole place, real power. And the Gemara in Brachas has a fascinating story, it takes a whole page. We don't have enough time. A couple nights on Thursday night by the shul, we mentioned it. And the story starts out, it's the who's who of Vayasol. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Yeshua, all involved with the story. And the story starts out with an unnamed student, they don't even say who he is. And he asks a question of his Rebbe, and then a page later, the last line, it tells us, by the way, that was the Rashbi, Shabbat Yechai, amazing. It only tells the story till the end. And in the story, which we won't go into all the details, the main event is up. Rabbi Gamliel said something to Rabbi Yeshua, the Olam didn't like it, and he decided there's going to be a revolution. They're going to dethrone Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi. He's out. We got to get rid of him and start a new trend. And within the fight, they were debating who should take over. And they made a deal. And that day, which the Gemara talks about in 100 places, Rabbi Gamliel lost his full power. And they made a new direction of Klai Yisrael, a new way to learn. Until then, Rabbi Gamliel had a rule that the only people allowed into the shul, into the base medrash, was someone, Toichai Kabara, someone who's inside, represented as outside. No falshkeit. If you had falshkeit, you couldn't get in. Those people were left out of the universities, the yeshivas, the Batei Midrashim, out. And then Rav Gamliel was removed, and they decided a new game. They said they opened the doors, they removed the shomer, the guard was removed, the security guard was removed, and said anyone who wants in to go in. In this story, which some of you might know details, Rav Lazar ben Azariah grew white here overnight. Some unbelievable events. The story leaves out who the shomer was. In my opinion, read the Gemara. Little kids sit around and discuss, what power do you want? To see forever, hear anything, fly, be invisible. What superpower do you want? The Gemara doesn't even say it openly, but it tells us that there's a guard at the door that can tell Toichai Kibaro. In American standard, he called the greatest poker player of all time. He knows your tell. You walk in, he knows that you're an honest guy or not. He can tell anything about you. And then they told him, we don't need you anymore. He's out. He became like the fax machine, the BlackBerry. Irrelevant. His name's not even in the Gemara. Here's the person who, I don't know, if you ask my opinion, growing white here overnight, not as impressive as meeting someone from the mind. I don't know, that's me. Guy had a superpower of Toichai Kibaroi, and the whole world was afraid of him, because he could see inside of you, and doesn't talk about him. Don't mention his name, nothing. Very strange. And that's a question asked. That's the first story that I want to tell you of Maisa Tzadikim, which we'll explain in a second, that there was a turn of events in history of when Vayvayoy, we had a new Nesias. The Gemara says, everyone knows, that there are gates in heaven, and the gates of Tefillah, of Davening, not always open. They're closed once the Beis Mitzvah is destroyed. But the gates of tears, someone cries in earnest, is really amnestic of crying, they don't exist. Shari Denois, no, they don't close. So the Kutzka has a bomb kasha. The gates are always closed. Who needs the gates? 24-7 is open. It's open 24-7. You don't need a good alarm system. It's open 24-7. What's the point of the gate at all? And there are different answers given. Eshek and Zavi, you can say like this. The gates wasn't an actual gate. Not in the time of Rabbi Gamliel, not today by Shari Demoyes. There are no gates. The gates is the people in their own mind, their fear, their anxiety, social pressure, the things that everybody has in themselves that control them, that make them not want to be as great as they can be. too afraid to make the move. So they spread a rumor, and every guy had an excuse. I'm not good enough. Can't do it. Whatever reason he thought he's not good enough. Many, many issues going on in his head. Everyone has their own issues. Many different social pressures. Some people don't want to be good. They don't want that thing. I have to learn 10 hours a day. It's too hard. So all of these inner demons control the world and everyone was out. Then when Gamaliel ended, new world order, we don't care. Don't worry about your fears. Just come on in. And everyone came in and the world changed. Bye bye yoy. A phrase in front of bye bye yoy. A new order to be applicable here. Everyone here, maybe not everyone in this place, other places, have personal anxieties. Whatever they are. Insecurities on a million things, fear on a million things, and it holds you back. No one recognizes how great they could be. Last week, the news was talking about the fact that two people won this lottery of something, I don't know, close to $2 billion. So right around the news, they have a thing of how many people win the lottery every year and never collect the tickets. Imagine that. Mind-blowing. It's millions of dollars. It's like a $35 million ticket in New York, $75 somewhere else. I won't check in their pockets now. Like millions of dollars every year is not doing. Imagine the guy's walking around, he thinks he's a forceful Muslim. And really, he won the lottery. He just doesn't accept it or doesn't know it. Every one of us has inside of us to be great. We have our fears. We have our anxieties. We have the things that hold us back. The Shari Demois are open. They don't exist. That's what it means. There's no such thing. There was no guy better than Leo. There was no guy with the talent to read anyone else in the Shema. There was no person. Everyone just didn't go in because they were afraid. They knew there was a rule. They were afraid. Tonight, in a place that has generations of history, take the moment of Reb Shulam in the choir. Let it take you along for the ride. Seize the moment. There'll be moments tonight that you will feel uplifted and great and realize the Shari Demois, Aloy Manalu, that never closed, that don't exist. And with that, everyone here, there's a lot of people here, everyone here has that same thought process. I could do anything. We allow the choir to do it for us. We'll have a regime change and Mashiach will be here.